Hello and welcome to another installment of the Soul Flame podcast. My name is Carlos and...
This is Katrina and we are excited to be back with you on this beautiful day.
It's a little cold right now, but yeah, awesome. I got up a little early this morning and... We had trouble scheduling today.
Yeah.
Life kind of gets in the way of this kind of stuff. Or it gets in the way and we need to figure out a way to work around it or work with it and get back to what we were planning to do today. So, and it's funny how it works, how life works itself out. And I guess I can just start with what happened to me this morning. I practice martial arts and I'm in a class, it's a Kung Fu class, and, normally they have, a 9 to 11 class and, for the quote unquote advanced class, it starts at 8 o'clock. I like my Saturdays to be a little bit more slow paced. You know, I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And usually my morning wake up time is about 8:30. So I was up at 6:30 this morning and I was trying to, work it to where I could cut to Katrina's house, cause Katrina lives about 45 minutes from where I live. So 35 minutes from where I live. So, it worked itself out basically. So I'm all sweaty and ready to record our podcast. So,
Sweaty and
ready. There you go.
Oh, that's funny. It's funny how life tends to work itself out, and life does happen. But when you set a commitment or an intention, something that you really want to accomplish, it does. It works itself out. It happens. Sometimes I don't understand how it does, but I'm always grateful that it does. So I'm grateful to be here this morning with you and... Yeah, I've been up since about 4:15 this morning,
yeah.
and I'm still fired up. So my day is like normally would be almost halfway over, but it's been an exciting morning for me. Normally I'd go back to sleep. I had a team call this morning. We're running a deal for the next week or so, and normally I'd go back to sleep for an hour or so after my team call, but there was some amazing news announced about a trip that's coming up, and I'm excited, and I am going to just take off and hit my goal, so I get to be a part of that trip, and it's awesome. It's so exciting.
So you are talking about you're going to go to one of these seminars, right?
No, this is for my business.
Oh, this is for your business.
This is for my business. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's goal setting.
Yeah, it's still goal setting.
So we're setting up goals, things that we want to achieve in our lives, and so how does that work for you, or what's going on with that?
Well, it's interesting because it's coming at me, not coming at me, but in every direction of my life right now, I'm looking at there's goals that I get to set up. And, you know, involved with SAM Camp and setting up goals there and involved in my business, setting up goals there. And so I'm all about the goals right now and, getting those set up, trying to figure out and really reflect on, okay, what does it take? What is it that I want to accomplish? What am I actually capable of accomplishing? Because oftentimes what I want to accomplish doesn't push me as far as what I can actually accomplish. If I just open my mind a little bit bigger and think a little bit more and you know, cause sometimes I reserve myself and you know, those
you hold yourself back,
hold myself back. But, I say screw that now. I'm all about playing big and it's exciting. Thankfully my goals between, the seminar and my business, they're aligning.
They're intermingled.
Yeah, they're
intermingled.
Yeah, yeah. So it's awesome, and that's only just going to support me even more in accomplishing especially specific goals. I used to not like goals, and sometimes they still make my stomach turn a little bit, but I have evidence in the past that I'm capable of not only setting them, but accomplishing them and crushing them, and that's been done before. And it really supports me when I put myself into those goals and truly take a look at what it is that I want to accomplish, and not just set something up because I think that's what somebody else wants to hear or just to get it done. You know, something that I truly desire and that I truly believe I deserve, which is important. So there's a lot of exciting things going on. And I am on the ground running. So, and you've had a lot of experience with going through with this where process.
With what you're about to take on. So, my immediate reaction when it comes to goals is, I usually like to retract. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do that because the word that keeps coming up for me is I'm a commitment phobe. And I don't like committing to something. And I just don't want to commit, you know. And but what I've learned in this process is that it's like I'm afraid of failure.
I understand that, yep.
Or I'm afraid of like being successful too. Like, what do I do when I get there? You know? Mm-hmm. So when it comes to setting goals, because of the process that I went through, I kind of forced myself to make some commitments here or, reflect on what's really important to me. Mm-hmm. And when it came to what was really important to me, it was, I don't want to say it was a piece of cake, but the goal that I wanted to set became a lot more clear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I figured out what was more important to me, what made me happy, what made me more alive, then it was like, okay, so that goal that I wanted to set became a lot more clear. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes it takes a little bit of writing, sometimes it takes a little bit of talking. Mm-hmm. You know, with other people, and that's how it came about, at least for me, was setting goals. And you know, today, like one of my goals that I've got today is, and I'm working really hard towards is because, you know, I'm going to bring it back to my, my martial arts class, my Kung Fu class is, we have a definite set date, which is, in May. I think it's the first or the second weekend of May around Mother's Day, is a Saturday. We have a promotion ceremony. And since, beginning of January, we're kind of like, all right, we're all getting back together, and it's like, okay, this is where I'm at, and this is where I want to be, you know. And I'm in that in between place of beginners and advanced. So because I'm there, there's a lot more that's expected of me as an intermediate advanced person.
Gotcha.
So there's a lot of stuff that I know that needs to be polished up, you know, forms and that kind of stuff. And then there's stuff that is a lot more advanced that I'm like, I need to learn in order to become in the advanced class, which is, you know, my ultimate goal is to become a brown belt. And to become a brown belt, there's a lot of that's expected of me. But because I want to be a brown belt so bad, I'm willing to take anything that they ask me to do. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, and that means knowing all the beginner stuff and learning all the advanced stuff while getting this form down and all this other stuff. So the way it looks like, or the way that is working itself out to be today, or the way that's looking like now,
mm-hmm.
is I'm in the dojo. I'm in the training arena,
mm-hmm.
4 days a week now. So, because I want to be prepared for this, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's my goal. And my steps to doing that is showing up on time, is being prepared, and having like the open mind to learn, to take stuff in. So becoming like, you know, being a student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of my goals.
Yeah. That's awesome though. That's exciting. I love that you're very dedicated to what you're doing, and that it's a passion of yours. So it's awesome. And I know you'll have no problem just absolutely crushing that goal, you know. I was thinking as you're talking about things that, you know, have held me back in the past from, you know, moving forward, or like I was talking with a friend the other day that, you know, I've set a goal to become manager in my business, which is a rank advancement, and I've set that goal several times, and I've failed to meet that goal. And it's strictly because I just didn't put the work in. I said I wanted this, but I, you know, I'd start to do it, and then it didn't look the way that I wanted it to. It got too hard. Why wasn't it coming easier? And, you know, really just a lot of fear too. And so I've really taken a look at, okay, so what is going to set me up for success? What is going to keep me going so that when I get into those moments of doubt or feeling a low that day, or, well, I don't really want to do this, I was just saying that type of thing. It's like, what do I do to keep me moving forward? And one of the biggest things to do that I think is to reach out and ask for support from the people that are in your tribe, the people that are directly involved with what you're doing, that you know support you and want to see you succeed, the family and friends that are in your life that want to see you succeed. You know, just for me, connecting with somebody and saying, okay, I'm in my head, can you help me get to my heart? Some people understand that, and I know which people to reach out to that would understand that. Help me get from my head to my heart. And other people, it's just calling them up and saying, hey, what are you doing? How are you? Do you want to go grab something? You know, for me, it's just connecting. And then being open is like, with the people who are supporting me and to reaching whatever goal it is I have, it's like, okay, I don't think I can do this. What can you help me? I need your encouragement. And the other day, it came to me as I was talking to a member on my team with this seminar. You know, he asked me, he said to me, Katrina, you know, I want to support you. What does that look like for you? And my answer is the same as it has always been, that it's been with somebody else, another friend of mine, who she often asks me, how can I support you? And it's always like, I don't know, just check on me. And that's to me, it's like, I don't know. I didn't know how to answer that question, because I have not, in the past, old behavior is that I'm not comfortable with asking for support. I should be able to figure it out. I should be able to know how to do it. I've got this.
So you
type of thing.
So you think you're like the Lone Ranger and you got to do this on your own.
Yeah. 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 And I always.
Yeah, that's definitely a difficult question to answer. Well, you know, sometimes for me, it's like, how can I help you be successful?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And my immediate one is, I don't know. My immediate answer is always, I don't know.
Yep.
But, you know, how do we get from I don't know to what can be helpful?
We've got a little boy and a dog peeking through the window who are just dying to know what's going on in here. So, yeah, that, I mean, that's what I've struggled with, because honestly, my mind was blocked off from anything, like, understanding, well, what is support? Because I've not been good at asking for support in the past, and I thought I always had to rely on myself, and then I would get all twisted up because I'm alone and nobody wants to talk to me, nobody likes me, nobody encourages me, nobody, putting myself in a corner. And I've done that in different aspects of in different areas of my life. I see now that when I feel alone, I'm the only person that's really put myself there. But for some reason, he asked me that, and then I called my other friend, my friend Ronnie, who's asked me that oftentimes, and I said, this is what Joshua asked me, and I don't know I didn't know what to answer. And as we talked through some things, it's like, I know what support looks like for me now. I know how to answer that question. I need you to help encourage me, to cheer me on, to call me on my bullshit, to remind me of why.
Right, our first curse word.
I hope iTunes will.
We are explicit on iTunes.
Okay, good. So,
just in case.
We're going to get kicked off
iTunes. Our first curse word. It's taken 5 episodes.
That's funny.
I'm leaving that one in. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
But yeah, calling me on that stuff. You know, reminding me why I said I wanted to do this. Now, I say all that, and I think about, gosh, how hard was that, Katrina? I don't know. How hard did you have to make it? Because ultimately, you know, it was just me making it difficult. You know, getting in confusion and things like that. And it's really so much easier when you do ask for support, or when you are able to relay to somebody, this is what I need from you. It makes me feel a little vulnerable asking for that, you know, because for so long the story I told myself was, I can't do that. What if they fail me? What if I fail them? You know, that whole worth thing. So, so I threw that out there, and it feels a little better and exciting. Not scary, exciting, you know? So I don't know. It's just, it's interesting to think about, and, you know, really just taking a look at, you know, what am I doing to accomplish my goals? What am I willing to do? What am I not willing to do? If I really want to do this thing, then anything should be gain. I mean, really the only line that I wouldn't cross is anything that would...
put you in jail.
Put me in jail. Well...
A long period.
I've been there once. But, or, you know, compromise my relationship with my kids or my husband, which... It's not like I have a goal to go rob a bank or something, so I don't think that would be a problem, you know what I mean? But, so I don't know.
So manager, huh?
Yeah.
So what's your time frame on that?
My time frame, what's today? The 6th?
Yeah.
I think I wrote down the 12th, so next week. By next Friday.
Awesome.
And then I'll move to the next one. And just, you know, that those building blocks. And, you know, I know it's going to happen. And I know it's going to happen in a different way than I've ever felt before. So that's always cool. So something came to mind. You just had a birthday yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Do you feel older?
I'm 38 years old.
Do you feel 38?
I feel like Carlos.
Yeah?
I think I was talking to somebody about it yesterday, and like 35, 36, 37, they all like, I don't feel older. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, 38, I feel 38 today.
Gotcha, yeah. Today is Haley's birthday, my stepdaughter's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
She turns turned 10, and so we called her this morning, and I asked her that same question. I always get that question, especially from my dad, do you feel any older? And I'm like, no. And so I asked her, do you feel any older? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, a whole year or a day? And she goes, just a day. So I asked her how that felt, and she's like, good. So, yeah, today's her 10th birthday, which is hard for me to believe. I met her when she was 9 months old. So it's just crazy to think how much has changed during that whole period. And that she's 10 now. And our relationship is drastically different than it used to be. It's so much better. It's, you know, we get along really well. And it's awesome to have the relationship that we do now, because it wasn't always like that. It wasn't always necessarily good. And you know what you can understand, because you're a step-parent. You're about to be officially a step-parent, in a way. And it's not always... It hasn't always been easy to kind of figure out where my place is, because I'm not her mom, but I'm also an adult in her life that deserves to be respected. And, you know, the relationship with her mom wasn't always the best or the greatest, and there was some ugliness there. And that admittedly poured over into my relationship with Haley, and it doesn't now. Whole different viewpoint on it, but you know,
ooh, this is like a whole, like, we could dedicate a whole
thing to it,
episode,
huh?
To,
yeah,
this,
yeah. So, but I just
stepchildren, and it's not really about them, it's about
how
I perceive the situation with what's, you know,
yeah.
I'm game to talk about this. You know, when I met my wife to be, and like 14 days, I think it is. Mm-hmm. She had two young daughters, and I know that it was when we were talking about like becoming serious, you know, she said, you know, I'm a package deal, you know, it's not just, you know, me, you're getting me and my two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So the relationship with her, not with her, but with the relationship with her daughters, has taken some time to develop.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, I'm your dad, call me dad now. Right. You know, I don't expect that from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first it was, I'm just like some strange guy that happened to, you know, come into their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, who cares? And to me, that they're just, they were just two younger girls that, you know, happened to come into my life.
Uh-huh.
You know, so there was a lot of acceptance.
Yeah.
For me, there was a lot of that process of becoming it, or having accepted them into my life, and them accepting me into their lives.
Right.
You know? The development of a relationship there, and it can't be forced. I can try and force it, but you know, it couldn't be forced.
Right. Yeah. No, it can't be. And for me, you know, it was different because Haley was so young when I came into her life, and like I said, the situation in the very beginning for a lot of years was not pretty with her. With her mom and her family, and it's changed since then. It's gotten better, but with Haley, I did, you know, and I took out some of my resentment for her family on Haley, and not in a direct way, but an indirect way where I just, it was hard for me to have a relationship with her. It was hard for me to be around her sometimes. And that's not anything I'm proud of, because she is an innocent child and I adore children. But thankfully, somewhere along the road, that switched and that changed. And I'm not sure exactly what happened. There wasn't some big event that was like, oh, this makes it all better. It was just, it just took time. It took time and some healing and some work between Josh and I. Because where I, who I was supposed to be in her life or what I was, I had no idea. The only other experience I had with step parents or anything was with my dad and his previous girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And she had daughters, and that wasn't a good situation. I didn't learn good things from any of that. So it's not like there was a handbook on it.
Is there a manual for step parents?
There's manuals out there, whether they're healthy or good or not so great or bad.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't read it.
No. I mean, and there's so many different opinions on how it goes, what it is. But, you know, there's so many different situations. The only thing that I hope and that I am, you know, care about now is that whatever is going on, it's in the best interest of the child. It's in the best interest of my stepdaughter. Not in the best interest of her dad or her mom or me or her brothers or sisters. You know, it's in the best interest of her. And, you know, she loves being over here now. I can tell over the last few years, especially, that she feels more comfortable. And I know part of that is the change that I've made and in my perception. But I also know that the energy that I put off, probably didn't make her feel very comfortable for a while. And not that I did it intentionally, but I had no idea what I was doing. I made a lot of mistakes in the beginning, a lot of mistakes. But I'm grateful that I learned from them.
Yeah, there's something about, like, you know, that elusive energy give off thing that you're talking about. You know, it's funny how I think that the automatic tension is there because, you know, I can only speak from my experience with the two girls is, I don't know them. They don't know me. We don't know how to act around each other and stuff, you know, but, for me with learning how to be around them, you know, was, you know, I always, I had to remind myself, I needed to remind myself that they're only human beings and I'm a human being too. Mm-hmm. They're girls, you know, and at this moment we're trying to become a family unit.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And what's best for the unit,
right.
You know, the unity of all of us, you know, not just what's best for them, but what's also what's best for us.
Yes.
My relationship with my significant, you know, with Christy. And, you know, we can make it super complicated and then we can simplify it so it, you know, makes it easier.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me it was to look at them as, you know, they're people just struggling too with trying to figure out how to do this thing called life.
Yeah.
You know, and I was able to relax a little bit more and have a little bit more compassion for them.
Right.
You know, is that difficult? Are they pushing my buttons? And are they testing, mm-hmm. what limits I can do, you know, or what limits I'll let them allow, you know, them to be around me? And yes, you know, and that's a test of my character as well.
Right.
You know, so, today, I get along really well with both of them. I see one of them more than I see the other,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we like to go out and have fun and do stuff, you know, so we're like friends, you know, but also they know that I'm with their mom.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really, am I the stepdad? Yeah. You know, but I call them my daughters now when I when I introduce them to people.
Yeah.
I'm like, and if you don't know me, I'm part Mexican, part Native American, and they are blonde, white, you know, girls. So that's not a racist comment. It's just, you know, a fact.
Yeah.
So when I introduced them as my daughters, we all kind of smirk and giggle because, you know, they are my daughters.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And you know, what kid isn't going to test you anyways? Doesn't matter who they are. I mean, my nephew tests me. My own kids test me. But yeah, it's just in different ways, different aspects. And I want to clarify that, you know, we still do what's best for the family. You know, it's not just, our life does not revolve around Haley, but there are certain decisions like, you know, how we engage with one another that we do. We focus, okay, what's best for Haley. And, but as a unit, yes, we look at the total unit as a whole. You know, we're not going to make certain things happen just to make this one kid happy or this other kid happy or this person. You know, it is. We're a family unit, and that's how we approach it. And, you know, it's just, I can't even say how much easier it is today, you know, instead of holding on to all this crap that control and he said, she said, and, you know, what does she think, you know, just a lot of scarce, fearful type of thinking. And, you know, it's, I used to think, well, you should know better, Katrina. You grew up with parents who were divorced, and it was a messy, not very pretty situation. And remember what you went through, and how, you know, it's like, that didn't matter. It didn't matter. I thought I was doing the right thing at times, but on hindsight, it's 2020. It's like, yeah, that's probably not the best idea. But what matters is today that, you know, we're all a unit, and we all care very much about one another, and we express that to each other. And you know, I'm grateful for it. You know, I don't consider myself to be Haley's mom. To me, it's honestly still weird to say stepmom. And sometimes I don't know how to answer that question of, well, how many kids do you have? Sometimes I say two, and Josh has a daughter, or sometimes I say three. I don't know, it just depends. But yeah, we could definitely go on about being a step-parent, and, you know, there's all kinds of different views and opinions on how it works, and it's like, you know, I kind of think about it, how would I treat my nephew, in a way, you know? I treat him like he's one of my own. I treat Haley like she's one of my own, and, you know, almost every aspect, so.
Own it, yeah.
Yeah.
Owning the fact that I love this person.
Yep.
You know? Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Are they going with you guys to Vegas?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
So I'm getting married in about 14 days.
Woo!
We are hopping on an airplane. I think I talked about this the last time we got together.
Yep.
But it's becoming real now.
Oh, it's real.
And yeah, well, it's, you know, the talking part's over, right?
Yeah. Well, it is.
Yeah. But yeah, they're coming to the wedding in Las Vegas, and I'm getting excited and nervous all at the same time, and I can't wait though.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
That's cool.
Like, I'm looking forward to the fun I'm gonna have and the nicer, warmer weather
yeah.
that we're going to.
Yeah.
You know, we picked it. Specifically this time of year,
mm-hmm.
because it's so much colder here in Washington
yeah.
than it is further down south, you know?
And it won't be so overly hot. Well, you probably
no, and it's, yeah, that. It is the desert, but yeah. it's also, this time of year, it's not.
It's a good
It's morning. Not 110 degrees in frickin' Las Vegas,
yeah.
you know?
Yep.
It's a nice, easy 60-something, so...
Yeah. That'll be perfect.
I'm excited about that. And it's Las Vegas, man. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm excited about that. I think the way our scheduling is going to be working out, we'll get together and I'll be a married man.
Yeah.
By the time we get back together and record another one of these.
Mr. Christie Carlos.
Mr. Christie. No.
No. Well, I know Christie's excited.
Yeah.
So that's
She's cool. hyphenating. Did you know that?
She is?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. And her logic is sound. I like her logic. And I'm not very... is the word misogynistic where, like, it has to be, like, traditionally this way, like, she takes my name?
I think so. Or it's close, at least.
Whatever. I may be wrong, so don't quote me on that. But I do want her to take my name. But my feelings are not going to be hurt if she doesn't. And for her, her maiden name is very important to her because she loves her family so much mm-hmm. that she wants to keep her name. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to do, you know, her name hyphen my last name. So I'm totally cool with it.
And it sounds good. It sounds good. You know, sometimes you get these names of like...
These weird names?
What in the world?
Yeah, should we say what it is?
No. We can't tell everybody your identity.
Okay, yeah.
It's got to remain top secret.
We're going to stay cloaked in this veil of podcast world.
Don't mind that we're on the internet.
And yeah. And it's easy to find us on Facebook, right? And then if you look on my Facebook page, you can probably see who I'm in a relationship with. So we'll leave
it's
up.
Complicated.
No. We'll leave it up to the detectives out there to figure it out.
There we right? go.
That'll work.
There we go.
So yeah, good. we have a good podcast. It's gonna be fun to edit this, and we're gonna completely switch gears about halfway through. So enjoy that part.
Yeah.
Other than that. Yeah.
Yay! It good. Always works out. We always, sometimes we come in here and we're like, what are we going to talk about? But something always comes up.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Get that fire going. And
we'll, I think that's it. We just kind of.
Get that flame lit.
Get that flame lit. Blow on the ember.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, awesome. Have a great time on your trip. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Yes. I'm very happy for the both of you. Thank you for joining us.
So then, this is the Soul Flame podcast, and we are going to go ahead and sign off. Thanks for listening. If you want to leave us a comment, suggestion, or just want to say hi, thank you, whatever, our email address is thesoulflamepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Facebook at the Soul Flame Podcast as well. And leave us comments.
Yeah, we do have a Facebook page.
Follow us there.
Page.
Like us. Like
yeah,
us.
Like us. And
get your friends to like us.
Comment and stuff. Whatever. I look at that thing once in a while.
Yeah. So.
All right. Thank you. And, have a good one. Bye.
Bye, guys.